This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 109 of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. My name's Casey.
My name's Quinn.
And I have to give Quinn a lot of credit today. She is sick. She is really not feeling well. But she's toughing it out to do the podcast. So, Quinn, I'm proud of you. Thank you for taking one for the team. Ren is off gallivanting with friends. She did it last week, so it's not her week. Brooks is off as well. So that leaves Quinn, who doesn't feel well, but is doing it anyway. So thanks,
I
girl.
I apologize if I cough or sniff or anything.
You can tell in your voice that you're not quite 100%. So hopefully you don't get totally sick during the course of this episode and have to stop, and then we have to bring in Brooks, like the time that Brooks lost interest and you had to come in for him.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully we don't have to do a toot substitution, you know.
Yeah.
10 for 21, Quinn for Brooks for Quinn, or Ren for Quinn, or whatever. So thank you for being here, Quinn.
Yeah. Hey,
we had a busy weekend. We went back to my hometown. We went back to good old South Dakota. And when I tell you guys, I know I've said it before that I'm from a small town. I am from the smallest town you could probably ever be from.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is no stoplights. No. What else is there? No. Nothing. There's no people that live there. There's
driving rules. No driving rules.
No driving rules. Well, there are driving rules, but they're not really enforceable when there's nobody around. So, Quinn, what did you get to do? That was fun.
I got to drive the side-by-side, which is
a gator, I guess, or
it's a top.
Sort of like an
kind of like a truck with a really short back and not a back seat.
Right. So Dan let Quinn go out and do a little driving practice where it was safe, and he said you did a really good job, so that's good. We did the math, and you're going to be able to drive in a year and a half, which is crazy. Crazy. So we got to get a little practice in, but that was fun. We love going back to my hometown and visiting my parents and all the things. So how about a joke?
I love jokes.
All right. Joke number one comes from listener Cameron.
Thank you, Cameron.
What did the human say to the robot that was talking too loud? That's a good answer. And for those of you on the podcast, Quinn made a gesture of turning down the knob because it's a robot. But no, the answer is stop being so humanoiding. And joke number two comes from listener Evan.
Thank you, Evan.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wire.
Wire who?
Why aren't you opening the door yet? That was funny. And the last joke comes from listener Josephine.
Thank you, Josephine.
Why did the chicken buy roller skates?
So he didn't have to walk to cross the room?
She wanted to make an egg roll. I love egg rolls.
Me too. That one was good.
That one was good. All right. Thanks for the jokes, everybody. But now it is time for
trivia.
Trivia.
For kids.
And families.
And podcasts.
And whoever wants to listen. Time for trivia in general.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number one, the category is dogs. Question one, which breed of dog is often used in sled dog racing? Question two, what scents are puppies born without? Question 3. The Shar Pei, with its wrinkled skin and blue-black tongue, is an ancient breed originating from which Asian country? Question 4. Which breed is characterized by its distinctive curly coat and is often used in waterfowl hunting? Question 5. According to the American Pet Products Association, what percentage of all dogs actually sleep in their owners' beds? Question 6. Which breed of dog is Air Bud? Question 7. What is the most common training command taught to dogs? And now the answers to round number 1. Question 1. Which breed of dog is often used in sled dog racing?
Huskies.
Correct. Or if you want to be specific, Siberian Huskies. Siberia is a place in Russia, I believe, where it's really cold.
Wouldn't have known that.
Cold in Siberia. So Siberian Huskies are hardy, cold weather dogs. Question 2. What scents are puppies born without?
Hearing.
Yes, they are born without their hearing. Puppies are born deaf, and this is the last of their senses to fully develop. They can't hear until they're about 3 weeks old. Once their hearing kicks in, they hear about 4 times better than most people, including hearing a wider range of frequencies. Like, you know those dog whistles? They're so high, human ears can't hear it, but dogs can. There you go. Question 3. The Shar Pei, with its wrinkled skin and blue or black tongue, is an ancient breed originating from which Asian country?
Japan?
The answer is China.
That was going to be my second guess, but...
And the Shar Pei's wrinkled skin is caused by a genetic mutation. Yeah.
So all of these dogs have it.
So like the hairless cats, that started because of a genetic mutation. And when they... So they take the cat that the mutation happened from, and then they breed that cat so that the mutation continues. So the Shar Pei, one of them, got really, really, really wrinkled skin. And then they were like, hey, cool, let's have more wrinkled skin dogs. So they kept breeding that same dog with a mutation to then carry it along for the breed. Super interesting. Question 4. Which breed is characterized by its distinctive curly coat and is often used in waterfowl hunting?
Golden doodles?
Well, the oodle part was right. The answer is poodle.
Oh.
These dogs were originally bred to be water retrievers. Their job was to bring ducks and other birds back to their masters. They haven't lost their skills over the years. Some waterfowl hunters still use poodles in the field today.
Poodles are like pretty little.
Right. You think of like dainty poodles with their like fancy haircuts and puffy legs and ears and heads and butts and all the things and tails. And I don't think of them as like hunters, but that's what they were originally used for. Pretty crazy. Question 5. According to the American Pet Products Association, what percentage of all dogs actually sleep in their owner's bed?
60%.
Oh, the answer is almost 50%. The survey found that 62% of small dogs do, 41% of medium-sized dogs do, and 32% of large dogs sleep with their owners for an average of about 50%.
But for the small dogs...
For the small dogs, you were right. I understand that. I wouldn't want a big, giant dog sleeping in my bed. A little one, that would be okay, probably. But yeah, I don't have room for a big dog. No judgment if you do, though. Question six. Which breed of dog is Air Bud?
A golden retriever?
He is a golden retriever. Correct.
I don't know that I've watched that movie.
Well, you know what it is, though. And there's like...
I have seen that.
Air Bud plays all the sports. He started as a basketball player, and then there was like Air Bud golden receiver. So he was a football player, and then there, I don't know. I think he played all the sports. So real talented dog there, Air Bud is. Question seven. What is the most common training command taught to dogs?
Sit.
Sit is the answer. I had dogs growing up and stuff, and sit was, you know, you could usually teach him sit. I could never get him to do much more than that. Stay. I could get him to stay, but like lay down, roll over. Nope. I could never get him to do that.
About shake.
Oh yes. Shake. I could do shake too. Good call. Round number two. The category is shorthand text. That means if you get a text that says LOL, LOL stands for laugh out loud. Question one. If you are not sure of an answer, you would respond with IDK because it stands for what? Question two. If someone responded with TY, what term of appreciation do they mean? Question three. If someone texts WYD, what are they asking? Question four. If you want someone to know something, you would text ICYMI. What does it stand for? Question five. If someone abruptly messages GTG, what are they saying? Question six. If someone sends NP in response to a thank you, what does it signify? Question seven. What does GG stand for when used in online gaming? And now the round two answers. Question one. If you are not sure of an answer, you would respond with IDK because it stands for what?
I don't know.
What's the answer? What's your guess?
Don't do this.
The answer is I don't know. You're right. I was going to do one of those like, well, what do you think the answer is? I don't know. Well, what's your guess? I don't know. You know. Question. Yeah, you did count on right away. Question two. If someone responded with TY, what term of appreciation do they mean?
Thank you.
Thank you. What can I say except, oh, that's you're welcome. Thank you. Oh, man. Question three. If someone texts WYD, what are they asking?
What you doing?
What you doing? What's that? What you doing? Playing trivia. What you doing?
Being sick.
Being sick. Oh, I'm sorry. Question four. If you want someone to know something, you could text ICYMI. What does that stand for?
I don't know. I haven't used that one before.
ICYMI, Quinn. There was an eclipse last week. In case you missed it.
I never would have guessed that.
In case you missed it. ICYMI. I don't use that. I don't use abbreviations very often. LOL or haha is about all I use. Haha is not an abbreviation though, I guess.
No.
Question 5. If someone abruptly messages GTG, what are they saying?
Gotta go.
Gotta go, Buffalo.
Gotta go.
See you later, alligator.
Toodaloo.
Waterloo. Chop, chop, lollipop. Gotta go, Buffalo.
Toodaloo, poodle poo. No.
Question 6. If someone sends NP in response to a thank you, what does it signify?
No problem.
No problem. I guess I do use that one sometimes.
Oh, I didn't even use NP. I just say no problem.
Well, aren't you fancy? Mm-hmm. You just got time to text all the words or all the letters, apparently. Question 7. What does GG signify when used in online gaming?
Good game.
Good game. GG.
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 GT. Good trivia.
I'll let you know. Ooh, GT. I like that one.
GTFK. Good trivia for kids.
Thank you. I do use TFK online when I refer to us. Like, we're the TFK crew. Trivia for kids.
Look at you using abbreviations.
Hey, oh, I didn't even realize. Round 3. The category is U.S. history. Question 1. Betsy Ross is credited with designing the first version of what? Question 2. Who was the first African-American to serve as President of the United States? Question 3. In the year 1492, who arrived in the Americas? Question 4. What is the name of the document that proclaimed America's freedom from Great Britain? Question 5. Who was the first person to step foot on the moon? Question 6. What is the name of the Native American woman who helped Lewis and Clark on their expedition across the western United States? Question 7. What was the name of the network of secret routes and safe houses established in the United States during the early to mid-19th century that was used by enslaved African Americans primarily to escape into freedom? And now the answers to round 3, U.S. history.
I think I'm getting sick again.
Oh, I'm not feeling well. Question 1. Betsy Ross is credited with designing the first version of what?
I can't remember.
The flag. She sewed the first flag.
I did not know that.
You didn't?
Nope.
Betsy Ross.
I knew her name. I didn't know what she did.
She's a famous woman in history. You should know that. Question 2. Who was the first African American to serve as president of the United States?
Obama.
Barack Obama is the correct answer.
But we're still waiting for a girl.
I know. That's next on the checklist. Woman. President. Question 3. In the year 1492, who arrived in the Americas?
Christopher Columbus?
Christopher Columbus is the answer. 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Explorer Christopher Columbus is known for his 1492 discovery of the New World of the Americas on board his ship, the Santa Maria.
So if it was that long ago, how did people like remember him and his name and everything? Did it like pass down?
Yeah, through the history books. Question four. What is the name of the document that proclaimed America's freedom from Great Britain?
The Declaration of Independence.
Correct. And who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
George Washington?
Wrong. John Hancock.
Wait, what?
Not Herbie Hancock.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
At the bottom.
Oh. Someone's got jokes in her sickness.
It's a joke. It's kind of like a riddle.
Good one.
Kind of like a joke.
I liked it. Question five. Who was the first person to step foot on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yep. He was the one.
You were like, yep. And I was like, you're going for a shake.
That was correct. Neil Armstrong. Question six. What is the name of the Native American woman who helped Lewis and Clark on their expedition across the western United States?
Sacagawea.
Is that how you say it?
No, that's from Night in the Museum.
Oh.
Sacagawea or something. I can't remember.
I say Sacagawea.
Yeah.
A lot of people say Sacagawea. And in that movie, don't they say like Sacagawea or something?
Sacagawea.
Yeah.
Or something.
That movie's a great movie.
Yeah.
Sacagawea is the answer. She was a big help.
Mm-hmm.
She was a brave woman. Question seven. What is the name of the network of secret routes and safe houses established in the United States during the early to mid-19th century that was used by enslaved African Americans primarily to escape into freedom?
The railroads, the Underground Railroad.
Underground Railroad, that is correct.
Yes.
Those people were so brave.
Yeah.
That was a scary, terrible time
like
in
Harriet
U.S. history.
Harriet Tubman,
she was the main person in the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, that was
so awesome. Sometimes it just takes some brave people to change the world, right? If you don't take a risk,
you don't get any rewards.
And now it's time for Break with Brooks. I got Brooks away from supper. Got a little ranchois here on your lip, my dude. Hey, you look really handsome today. You really like to have your hair a specific way. What do you call this hairstyle that you like to do?
Up hair.
Up hair. He said, Mom, can I have up hair, please? Which is basically like a front mohawk. Did you go golfing with Papa today?
Yeah.
How'd you hit?
Good.
What are you eating for supper?
Some meat.
Talk about, did we have fun at Grandma and Grandpa's this weekend?
Yeah.
What do you like to do the most when we go back to Mom's small town, to my hometown?
Maybe ride the four-wheeler.
Ride the four-wheeler? We get to ride the four-wheeler all around town, don't we?
Yeah.
Just right through Main Street. It doesn't matter. There's no cars there. So, and did you get to steer the four-wheeler this time?
Yeah.
And what else? What time of day was it that you got to drive it?
A nighttime
four-wheeler ride. That was pretty sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to talk about today?
No.
All right, thanks for Break with Brooks. See you later, alligator. Gotta go, Buffalo. Goodbye.
Goodbye, I'll see you later.
Round number four. The category is movies. Question one. In the movie Wish, what kind of animal is Valentino? Question two. What is the name of the little girl who befriends Sully in Monsters, Inc.? Question three. In the Box Trolls, what do the Box Trolls wear as clothing? Question four. How does Bowser torture Luigi into telling him about the whereabouts of Mario in the Super Mario Brothers movie? Question five. What is the name of the young girl who befriends a mysterious giant in the BFG? Question 6. In the Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Baloo? Question 7. In Coco, what is the name of the young boy who dreams of becoming a musician? Round 4. Answers. Question 1. In the movie Wish, what type of animal is Valentino?
A goat with a really low voice.
He is a goat. Was he always a goat? And can he talk? Can they understand him?
Well, he was a goat, and then he was still a goat.
Why can he talk? My whole question is, why can the goat talk?
A star, like, sprinkled stuff on him, and he ate it.
And he ate it, so then he could talk. And he has a really low voice, huh?
Yeah, even though he's a baby goat. So.
Okay. I have never seen it. It's a new movie.
I've watched it one time, and I know this.
You watched one part over and over again. You and your sister did a dance to the part where... I know I got it on video. You guys didn't know I was taping you. This is the thanks I get. Yeah, you did a whole choreography routine. It was awesome. Question 2. What is the name of the little girl who befriends Sully in Monsters, Inc.?
Boo.
Boo is her name. She has a real name. I don't remember.
Augustus.
I don't think it's Augustus. That's a boy's name.
Agatha.
Who could be Agatha? I don't think that's it. But Question 3. In Box Trolls, what do the box trolls wear as clothing?
Boxes?
Cardboard boxes. Have you seen Box Trolls?
No.
No. That was a great guess.
Box Trolls.
Yeah, but it could have meant they lived in boxes and wore tablecloths. You know, I don't know. They wear cardboard boxes. You're right. Question 4. How does Bowser torture Luigi into telling him about the whereabouts of Mario in the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Oh, he puts him in a cage of lava?
He pulls out his mustache hairs. Ow! Is he tied up when he does it? Or like...
I don't... No, I think he just, like, does that.
Ow! So was he in a cage of lava? Like, could that be an answer too?
That was later in the movie when, like...
Oh.
So he pulled out his mustache hairs and then he...
Then did he tell him where Mario was?
Yeah, and then he put him in the cage and then he lowered him down.
Oh, scary.
Yeah.
That sounds like a very dramatic point in the movie.
Like,
very
sad prisoners.
Oh, that's when he sings that song? I've heard you guys sing it before.
No. That's not Luigi. That's like Rosalina's star, except it's blue instead of yellow.
I gotta watch this movie. I gotta watch Wish. I gotta watch Box Trolls. I gotta watch Mario Brothers. I haven't seen any of them.
What was the second question that you...
Oh, Monsters, Inc. I've seen lots of times. Question 5. What is the name of the young girl who befriends a mysterious giant in the BFG?
Annie.
Sophie is her name.
I never would have gotten that.
Did you read BFG?
Yes.
And you've seen the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, rats.
Like 7 years ago?
Well. Question 6. In the Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Baloo?
Baloo's like a grayish blue bear, right?
He is a bear. That is correct.
Baloo the bear.
Question 7. In Coco, what is the name of the young boy who dreams of becoming a musician?
Miguel.
Miguel is his name. Yes. And he plays the guitar, right?
Yep.
Yep. Miguel. And he wears a red jacket with this hoodie. A hoodie. He wears a red hoodie. Yes. Good job. Round 5. The category is space. Question 1. What is the name of a region in space from which nothing can escape, not even light? Question 2. What is the name of the force that keeps planets in orbit around the sun? Question 3. What is the only planet in our solar system known to currently support liquid water on its surface? Question 4. Tilly Green's best friend would know that the name of the galaxy closest to the Milky Way is what? Question 5. Which planet is nicknamed the Red Planet due to its iron oxide-rich surface? Question 6. Which planet has a day that is longer than its year? Question 7. What is the name of the government agency that is responsible for the space program and aeronautics and space research in the United States? Answers to round 5. Question 1. What is the name of the region in space from which nothing can escape, not even light?
A black hole?
A black hole. Black holes are one of those things that makes my brain spin. I don't understand
them. Has anybody ever gone into a black hole?
We wouldn't know. They would have turned into spaghetti. Isn't it called spaghettification when you go into a black hole?
Oh.
Right? Because you just like
noodleification.
I thought it was called spaghettification.
I don't know. I didn't need that up.
Question 2. What is the name of the force that keeps the planets in orbit around the sun?
Gravity.
Gravity. Same thing that keeps us on the ground. Gravity keeps planets in orbit.
I kind of don't want gravity. I want to see what would happen if we didn't have
it. It might be kind of fun to just have not gravity for, I don't know, 30 seconds just to like bounce around a little bit.
Yeah.
But you could be an astronaut and then you could go in the anti-gravity suit or whatever and float around.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
It's an option.
Or I want to do like the indoor skydiving thingy.
Oh,
like when it pushes you up and down.
Yeah. Or you could skydive for real. Pass.
I don't like heights.
Question 3. What is the only planet in our solar system known to currently support liquid water on its surface?
Uranus, Neptune, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars.
Well, the only planet to support liquid water on its surface is Earth. Question 4. Tilly Green's best friend would know that the name of the galaxy closest to the Milky Way is what?
Andromeda.
The Andromeda Galaxy. That is correct.
That's Tilly's friend's name.
That's what I said in the question.
You said that she would know what it was. You didn't.
I said Tilly Green's best friend. Well, because her name's Andromeda. That was the clue. It's okay. You're not feeling well today. Question 5. Which planet is nicknamed the Red Planet due to its iron oxide-rich surface?
Mars.
Mars is the Red Planet. And a candy bar that is made of chocolate.
And what else?
I haven't had one in forever.
I haven't ever had one.
Nougat and almonds, maybe?
We have Mars. We have the Milky Way.
We have Almond Joy. That doesn't have anything to do with space. Question 6. Which planet has a day that is longer than its year?
Isn't this like Jupiter?
And the answer is that crazy planet, Venus. It takes Venus longer to spin on its axis than it does to rotate around the sun. It takes 243 Earth days to rotate, and it takes 224 days to orbit the sun.
At first, I was like, that doesn't make sense. This makes sense, and it's insane.
Venus must spin real slow. Like,
yeah. I mean, it spins backwards, too, so.
Jupiter has the shortest day at only 10 hours to rotate on its axis.
That's not bad at all.
Interesting. You would think since it's so big, it would be slower.
Yeah.
Question 7. What is the name of the government agency that is responsible for the space program and aeronautics and space research in the United States?
NASA.
NASA is the answer. Do you know what NASA stands for?
National Association Space Association.
Good guess.
National.
National.
Astronaut.
Aeronautics.
Space.
And Space.
Association.
Administration. National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
I would not have known that.
Well, you got it wrong, so you didn't know that. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1. Which breed of dog is characterized by its distinctive curly coat and is often used in waterfowl hunting?
Poodles.
Question 2. Betsy Ross is credited with designing the first version of what?
The U.S. flag.
Question 3. Tilly Green's best friend would know that the name of the galaxy closest to the Milky Way is what?
The Andromeda Galaxy.
Question 4. How does Bowser torture Luigi into telling him about the whereabouts of Mario in the Super Mario Bros. Movie?
Pulls out his mustache hairs.
Question 5. What is the name of the document that proclaimed America's freedom from Great Britain?
The Declaration of Independence.
Question 6. The Shar Pei, with its wrinkled skin and black and blue tongue, is an ancient breed originating from which Asian country?
China.
Question 7. Which planet has a day that is longer than its year?
Venus.
How are you feeling? Hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, my ibuprofen kicked in.
So you're feeling better?
That's a wrap, folks.
All right, and here are your shout outs. Dogs comes from listener Aggie. Thank you, Aggie. Dog breeds comes from Kenley.
Thank you, Kenley.
Kenley is a Patreon subscriber. Thank you, Kenley and family. Golden retrievers comes from Gwenny.
Thank you, Gwenny.
That kind of sounds like Quinny. Shorthand text comes from Riley Ann.
Thank you, Riley Ann.
Also a Patreon subscriber. Thank you, Riley Ann.
Thank you.
U.S. flag comes from listener Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
Planets comes from Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
Also a Patreon subscriber. And you'll hear about his birthday in a little bit.
Thank you.
Wish comes from listener Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe.
Also Patreon. Also birthday coming up.
Ooh.
Mario Brothers comes from Elijah.
Thank you, Elijah.
Outer Space comes from Chandler.
Thank you, Chandler.
And Callie.
Thank you, Callie.
Large Scale Universe Facts comes from Donovan.
Thank you, Donovan.
All right. I haven't been practicing. No, this is going to be birthday off the cuff.
Whew.
Our first birthday shout out goes to listener Zoe. Zoe turns 6. Happy birthday, Zoe.
Happy birthday.
I hope it is. Oh, it's like on Friends. Happy birthday, Zoe. I hope it isn't snowy. And Monica and Chandler. Never mind. And our other birthday shout out goes to, like I said, listener Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
And he turns 10 today. The day this comes out is Ellie's birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy. Not belated, not over, not before.
Today is the day, Ellie, that you turn
10.
Double digits. I feel like Ellie, and it always rhymes, and it out. Happy birthday, Ellie. You are not smelly. I hope you aren't
jelly.
I hope you like jelly. and
Belly.
And Belly and
I don't know.
Happy birthday. Thank you guys for your just a reminder, birthday shoutouts go to paid Patreon subscribers. So all you need to do is sign up for Patreon and you can email me with a birthday shout out. All right, Quinn. This is kind of a tough conversation starter. Describe yourself in three words.
Sick, sneezy, coffee.
Oh.
Boom.
How about in normal, healthy Quinn words?
Annoying.
Depends on the day.
Funny.
Funny.
Athletic.
Ooh. Musical.
Musical. Musical.
Musical.
Let's switch out annoying for musical.
Okay. What about intelligence?
Nope.
Oh, whatever.
Nope.
Give yourself some credit.
I got some of the U.S. history ones wrong. That should not be something to be proud of.
I get history. History is like my worst trivia round when I...
I don't like history.
Oh, I love history. Give me a documentary about history and I'll watch it all day, but I don't remember. So, sorry. That's okay.
What about you?
Three words to describe myself? Loud. Been told my whole life. Casey, why are you so loud? I just am. Silly.
Smelly. Is jelly.
Smelly jelly, telly belly. Happy birthday, Ellie.
Ellie.
And Zoe. That's what we got. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.